Parade opens on April 26, 1913, Confederate Memorial Day. The residents of the Atlanta suburb of Marietta are decorating the town in celebration of the 50th anniversary of General Johnson's surrender to General Sherman. But Leo Frank would rather be doing other things.
Confederate Memorial Day is asinine. Why would anyone want to celebrate losing a war?
Honestly, Leo, if Georgia is so asinine, why did you move here in the first place?
You know why. Your uncle offered me a good job.
Frank moved to Georgia from New York City. That good job he refers to is supervisor of a pencil factory. Frank takes his job seriously. In fact, he seems to take most things seriously. He's a slight, nervous man. He appears edgy and uneasy, even around his wife. Chris Sams plays Leo Frank in Magic City Actors Theater's production of Parade.
I believe in a lot of senses he was very socially awkward and didn't quite know how to put into words his thoughts or feelings. So the only place that he did feel comfortable and safe was when he was working.
And it's at work that Leo Frank encounters 13-year-old Mary Fagan. She stopped by to pick up her pay. Then later that evening, the police pay a visit to Frank's home. They lead him back to the factory and to Fagan's body.
Does that bother you, sir?
Well, of course it bothers me. How does it look for the company to have a child killed in our basement?
Was she killed in the basement, Mr. Frank?
I would assume so. Who did it? Do you know who did it yet?
At first, police don't suspect Frank of the murder, but soon suspicion turns, and so begins a hellish 2-year ordeal for Leo Frank. The people of Marietta, outraged by Mary Fagan's murder, vow to seek revenge on her killer. Newspaper reporters, eager to tell a juicy story, sensationalize the case even further. Chris Sam says the Leo Frank case was like a pressure valve for all the frustrations of Georgians coming to grips with the realities of the New South.
You know, they didn't like the idea of a new age of Georgia, of industrialism, of northern people coming in and taking over the city and building up even larger. And Leo Frank represented that. You know, he was from the different world. He was from New York. He was Jewish. He was different. And I think that ultimately kind of enabled what eventually happened.
What happened next was the trial, where witness after witness testified to Leo Frank's guilt. Frank was found guilty and sentenced to die, but the governor later commuted his sentence to life in jail. An angry mob kidnapped Frank, took him back to Marietta, and lynched him. That was August 1915, 2 years after Mary Fagan's murder. Playwright Alfred Urey and lyricist Jason Robert Brown tell this harrowing story with music and a bit of humor.
I can't wait. It's at 8, and I was wondering.
On her way to the factory, Mary Fagan flirts with a boy on a trolley. There are also songs about the Franks' marital strife and the night watchman finding Mary Fagan's body. It's heavy material for a musical, but Chris Sams says music helps tell the story in a compelling way.
What Jason Robert Brown did with the music is just so beautiful and so haunting, and I really feel that it really helps put you in the mood and in the minds of these characters.
Though it's been almost 100 years since the events of Parade, the case still provokes strong reactions in Atlanta. Leo Frank was awarded a posthumous pardon in 1986, but descendants of Mary Fagan maintain he was the murderer, even though later evidence pointed to the pencil factory's janitor as a possible culprit. There's renewed interest in the case, too. A documentary on Leo Frank recently aired on public television, and while the 1998 Broadway production of Parade was something of a flop and closed after a couple of months, there's a revival running in Los Angeles. Kristen Sharp plays Leo Frank's wife in the Birmingham production.
There's buzz about it all over, so it's just really interesting to see that maybe it could just be opening a lot of doors to some really cool things.
Opening doors for a musical, and perhaps opening minds to a tragic event in Southern history. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.